Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace. It's good to be gathered here outside on the patio. We got other people with us here this morning, actually, and I want to just say hello to them. We got our online viewers. Welcome to our worship here at Peace. And then we've also got some people, I think, in the parking lot, and John and Lucy Leach. We can't see you. I know you're over there, though. You're in your pickup truck. So good morning, John and Lucy. We're transmitting on 103.5 here in the neighborhood, so we're thankful to have you guys joining with us as well. Kind of a special day today. In some ways, we switched to our summer worship times, which is 8:30 Bible study. It's adults only right now. We're meeting in person in the sanctuary at 8:30. And then at 9:30 a.m., we're having our worship. Today happens to be outside. And then something's going on today. Is it like, did I hear a rumor it was Father's Day? Something like that? Yeah. So happy Father's Day to all those who are fathers, those who serve as grandfathers as well, those who are guardians of youth, of children that have guided along their way. How does the saying go? Behind every fantastic woman is a great man. Yeah? No? All right, yeah. Yes. All right, so just got to get you on your toes, everybody. And good to see people coming here and finding a spot to worship. You know, this morning we're going to really hear a powerful message. We always do when you read from the book of Job, don't you? And when you read from the book of Job, what we're going to discover in Job chapter 38 is that we oftentimes think that our problems and our burdens are really huge. We think that they're insurmountable. We think that they're impossible to overcome. The book of Job, and also the passage from the gospel we're going to read today, it teaches us that when we think that our problems are insurmountable and impossible, what we realize is our God is bigger than any problem, any challenge, any burden, any conflict that we have. And we hear that powerfully when God says, he just says this simply to Job, right to Job's face. Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? God is powerful and he's bigger than any problem that we bring here this morning. And his forgiveness is real and he shares it with us. His love is real. He shares it with us. It overcomes all burdens, all challenges that we have, and we receive it in a special way this morning in the gift of the body and blood of Jesus. I know that we had that not quite ready. That was my doing. I hadn't consecrated it quite yet, Holy Communion, before people came in. But if you didn't receive Holy Communion, you're going to just go ahead and raise your hand. We'll have Jeanette kind of bring it to you. Is there anyone who did not receive one of our communion packages? We're going to get that distributed before we begin. Excellent. And towards the end of our worship, we'll commune all together as a family of God. So just hold on to that communion package. The entire worship service is printed for us in the bulletin. Hopefully everyone has one. I want to give special recognition to the sound team, the tech crew here at Peace, as well as those that are leading us in music this morning. We have Colleen playing for us, and Karen Stanley is singing. So just great to have them as well. Just two announcements before we begin. Next Sunday, again, we're in our summer hours, 8:30 Bible study, 9:30 worship. We're going to be in person in the sanctuary, but then afterwards we're going to celebrate fellowship, as we did a couple weeks ago, and fellowship's going to be out here. We need your help with that. If you have cookies to bring, if you have something to share like that, so that's packaged, that can be easily shared, bring it. If we have just an abundance of cookies, that's great. Sometimes the pastor sneaks into the cabinets and has a cookie. Very rarely does that happen. But we are going to save those cookies for the next fellowship opportunity. So do bring goodies for fellowship next Sunday. Store-bought goodies. Yep. We'll get to the good stuff soon. But baby steps. We're getting there. And I think that does it for announcements. Does anyone else have anything else to share before we begin our worship this morning? Excellent.